the brain as a neural network. But will some futuristic MRI machine one day be able to read precise thoughts, word for word, image for image, as a true telepath could? This is not so clear. Some have argued that MRI machines will be able to decipher only vague outlines of our thoughts, because the brain is not really a computer at all. In a digital computer, computation is localized and obeys a very rigid set of rules. A digital computer obeys the laws of a Turing machine, a machine that contains a central processing unit, CPU, inputs, and outputs. A central processor, for example, the Pentium chip, performs a definite set of manipulations of the input and produces an output, and thinking is therefore localized in the CPU. Our brain, however, is not a digital computer. Our brain has no Pentium chip, no CPU, no Windows operating system, and no subroutines. If you remove a single transistor in the CPU of a computer, you are likely to cripple it. But there are recorded cases in which half the human brain can be missing, yet the remaining half of the brain takes over. The human brain is actually more like a learning machine, a neural network, that constantly rewires itself after learning a new task. MRI studies have confirmed that thoughts in the brain are not localized in one spot, as in a Turing machine, but are spread out over much of the brain, which is a typical feature of a neural network. MRI scans show that thinking is actually like a ping-pong game, with different parts of the brain lighting up sequentially, with electrical activity bouncing around the brain. Because thoughts are so diffuse and scattered throughout many parts of the brain, perhaps the best that scientists will be able to do is compile a dictionary of thoughts. That is, establish a one-to-one correspondence between certain thoughts and specific patterns of EEGs or MRI scans. Austrian biomedical engineer Gert Furtscheller, for example, has trained a computer to recognize specific brain patterns and thoughts by focusing his efforts on mu waves found in EEGs. Apparently, mu waves are associated with the intention to make certain muscle movements. He tells his patients to lift a finger, smile, or frown, and then the computer records which mu waves are activated. Each time the patient performs a mental activity, the computer carefully logs the mu wave pattern. This process is difficult and tedious, since you have to carefully process out spurious waves. But eventually, Furtscheller has been able to find striking correspondences between simple movements and certain brain patterns. Over time, this effort, combined with MRI results, may lead to creating a comprehensive dictionary of thoughts. By analyzing certain patterns on an EEG or MRI scan, a computer might be able to identify such patterns and reveal what the patient is thinking, at least in general terms. Such mind reading would establish a one-to-one correspondence between particular mu waves and MRI scans, and specific thoughts. But it is doubtful that this dictionary will be capable of picking out specific words in your thoughts.